The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Hazinu. This week's parsha has a pasuk at the very beginning, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydele Lukenu. When I call out the name of Hashem, you should give greatness to Hashem. There is a big machlokes of Rishonim that pertains to this pasuk, and there's many famous drashes that are learned out of this pasuk. And with this, I would like to use this shiur to and have this pasuk to be the subject of this year. It's quite known, but your shogor b'fi akol, it's fluent in people's mouths, that the last mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. So in truth, the chinuch taka says that according to his count of mitzvahs, the last mitzvah that the Torah mentions that's part of the count of Tariag mitzvahs is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. That's the latest part in the Torah where there is one of the Tariag mitzvahs learned out of a pasuk. However, in truth, the Rambam and the Ramban have other psukim which are later than that, that are the source for one of the Tariag mitzvahs. As a side note, Tariag mitzvahs is a way of counting there's a number of 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, comes from the Gemara Makkis. The Gemara says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mayashaki Nas Yaakov, 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and two more we heard from Hashem. So that tells us that there's a count of 613 mitzvahs. But in truth, there's really many obligations of the Torah that are not part of the 613. And all different Moinei mitzvahs went at length to explain why and which mitzvahs are included in the count of 613. It's very interesting how the Rishayim wrote lengthily about this whole topic, although it's hard to understand what the nafkimina is. Either way, whether it's part of the count, whether it's not part of the count, it's a biblical obligation to do certain things. So what's the nafkimina? So that in itself is a question, and one can say a whole shir about that. But be it as it may, the Rishonim came to explain what the Gemara tells us. Chazal told us there is a count of 613 mitzvahs, and Rishonim went the Memarich, which ones are part of the count of the 613. So the Rambam and Ramban, they really have their last mitzvah from this parasha. The Rambam says, Yishtu Yei Nisicham, from that pasuk, the Gemara learns out the prohibition of drinking Yayin Nesach, wine that a goy poured in front of Avodah Zarah. That Yayin Nesach, real Yayin Nesach, is the Yaisa, and it's learned out of that pasuk. And the Rambam counts that as one of the 613 mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, the last mitzvah is really in our Parsha Hazinu. And in a similar vein, the Ramban, according to the Ramban's count, the last mitzvah is from this pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydele Lekeinu. The Ramban, in the mitzvahs Yubayz, when he argues on the Rambam, he adds more mitzvahs than what the Rambam has. He subtracts some of the mitzvahs that the Rambam does have, and in place of them, he adds other mitzvahs that the Rambam doesn't have. And one of those mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, saying a bracha for learning Torah. And that is learned out of the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydele Lekeinu, like the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Klal Yisrael should go ahead and say, it's a question how to learn the drasha of the Gemara, but the Gemara says that you learn out of this pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that there is a mitzvah Birchas HaTayr. The Gemara in Brachas Taf Chof Aleph, but Aleph says this. So Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael as follows, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I say Birchas HaTayr, Shem Hashem Ekra, when I, Moshe Rabbeinu, will say the name of Hashem, in other words, by saying a Birchas HaTorah, Havu Goyle Lelekeinu, you should give greatness to Hashem, you, Klal Yisrael, should give greatness to Hashem, you should answer Amen to the bracha of Birchas HaTorah that I'm going to say. So in other words, the Torah is not giving a direct command to say Birchas HaTorah, but indirectly we see that the Torah the Moshe Rabbeinu did something of saying Berachas HaTorah, and the Gemara understands that that's a biblical kipshutoy, we'll see later, a biblical obligation to say Berachas HaTorah. The Marashah has a different way of the Dior, the Marashah has a different way of explaining the Pasuk. He says that it was more, the Pasuk is saying a direct command, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Shem Hashem refers not to Birchas HaTorah, like the way Rashi explained. Rather, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means, when I will say Shem Hashem, when I will say Torah, when I will learn Torah, Torah, we know, is the words, is the names of Hashem, Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that the Torah is called Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I will say Limud HaTorah, which is the names of Hashem, Havu Goyde Lelekein, you should go ahead and give greatness, you should say Birchas HaTorah. So according to Rashi, Shem Hashem refers to Birchas HaTorah. Havu Goyde Lelekein, you should answer Amen. According to the Marashah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I say Shem Hashem, when I say Limud HaTorah, when I say Torah, words of Torah, then Havu Goyde Lelekein, you should say Birchas HaTorah. Not referring to Amen, but Havu Goyde Lelekein means you, Klal Yisrael, should say Birchas HaTorah. So what we have right here is the first thing that I would like to explain, and that is we have a Machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, whether the mitzvah of saying Birchas HaTorah is part of the count of Taryag mitzvahs. Again, the Ramban counts Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyde Lelekeinu, the mitzvah of saying Birchas HaTorah as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And the Ramban doesn't. So the question is, what is the explanation of this Machlokes? So one way to go is that the Rambam is going to Shitasai. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has Shirashim. The Rambam has a whole lengthy explanation to explain what his cheshbon is, which ones are eligible to be counted as part of Taryag Mitzvahs. And there he says that if there's a mitzvah that's not mifurish in the pasuk, it's only learned out of one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidrashes Ben. So even though it's the Iraisa, it's not counted in the minion of Taryag Mitzvahs. So L'chayra, the Rambam could easily learn that the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is only some, is not really mifurish in the pasuk. It's only one of Yud Gimel Midas, only somehow Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidrashes Ben. Especially if you learn like Rashi, that the pasuk is saying, when I will say Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, then Havu Goyde Lelekein, you should answer Amen. So it's certainly not directly in the pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra could be made many things. So then, it's included in that Shoyrish. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. However, the Rambam does count it. The Rambam, in fact, goes Lishitasoi. Even if we'll say that this is considered only Nilmad Miyud Gimel Midas, the Ramban over there disagrees, and he says even if you learn it from a drasha, you do count it with the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That would be one way how we could explain the Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Another way to explain is that there's a tshuva of Pnei Moshe Siman Tes. He says that according to the Rambam, the whole obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah, according to the Rambam, is only a Dirabonon. Even though the Gemara has a drasha to learn out the obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah from this Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra. Nevertheless, it's only a Dirabonon, the drasha of the Gemara is an Asmachta. We have many places the Gemara makes drashas, and the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a true drasha. The Gemara means, in a certain sense, the Gemara means that it's a light drasha. It's like only like a remez, a hint from the Torah to a din derabbanan. We have that Rishayim tell us that when there is an asmachta, when there is such a type of hint from the Torah, it has some stringency. There is some, like, it is considered that the concept is biblical, but the obligation of it is only rabbinical. So the Pnei Moshe wants to say, according to the Rambam, that we don't count Birchas HaTorah as one of the mitzvahs, it's because the obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbana. So the Pri Chodosh in Simen Mem Zayin, he asks two questions on this view, and this way of going, to say that the Rambam holds Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbana. He has two questions. First of all, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph is having a whole discussion to learn that we just like Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara discusses why by Torah there's an obligation to say a bracha before you learn. And by eating, the obligation is to say a bracha after you eat. And the Gemara wants to make a drash, wants to learn out that maybe you should have the chiyuv to say to make a bracha on food before you eat, just like by Torah you have to make a bracha before you learn. In any case, though, discussion of the Gemara is mashma that the obligation of making the Birchas HaTorah is a biblical obligation. And it's in the same level as Birchas HaMazon. So you have to be matche according to this view that the Gemara just means we're going on the level that it's asmachta. We're not going on the Dirabbanon, we're going, since it has some stringency of being more than a Dirabbanon, being an asmachta, so on that level of asmachta, the Gemara is making comparisons and drashes and yafusas. Then the Pri Chodosh asks another question. If it's true that Birchas HaTorah is only Dirabbanon, according to the Rambam's opinion, how can we explain the Gemara in Nedarim? Taf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Nedarim, very famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Amo of the Haaretz. Why was the Churban Bayis Rishon? Why did it happen? Al Shalei Birchu B'Atayot Tchila. The Gemara says the reason why the Churban Bayis happened was because they did not say Birchas HaTorah. Now if you tell me that Birchas HaTorah was only instituted by Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, they came only later. Anshe Knesset HaGdoila only came in they were only there. They only made their Dakonis after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So how could it be that Klai Yisrael were punished for not fulfilling something that wasn't even instituted yet? And the Chlal, to say that they were punished for something that was the Rabbanon, the whole Churban HaBayis happened for that they did not fulfill something that was the Rabbanon. So, L'chayr, we can answer the question of the Pri Chodosh in a couple of ways. The Sefer Yom Chasunosoi, and he has a lot of Maram Mekoymes, and the numerous things that I'm saying in the Shir come from this Sefer. So he says you could say, based on the Ram, on that Gemara in Dorin, really explains that the problem of that Klal Yisrael didn't say Birchas HaTorah, was not the problem that they didn't fulfill a mitzvah of saying Birchas HaTorah. Rather, it was a problem that they weren't machshiv Torah. The Aveira that Klal Yisrael did was, they obviously did not have the proper respect for Torah, and because of that, it was expressed with that they did not make a Birchas HaTorah. So it could be that the obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah is only a Derabbanan. And it could be it didn't even exist. The obligation wasn't in existence at that time. But had they been properly machshiv what Torah is, they would have said on their own a Birchas HaTorah. And that was what the cause of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was. Because the einish for that they didn't respect the chashivos of Torah, and they should have gone on their own, whether it's a biblical obligation, whether a rabbinical obligation, even if the rabbinical obligation didn't exist, they should have made a bracha, they should have thanked Hashem for that they had Torah. So based on that explanation, we could understand the Gemara, even if we will entertain that the Rambam is of the opinion that Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbanan. Let's get back to our original question, which was, what is the explanation of the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban? So, we said already two ways. One way we said was that perhaps they disagree with whether we count a mitzvah that's learned out of a drasha. Then we said perhaps the Rambam is of the opinion that Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, then certainly he doesn't count it, and the Ramban obviously holds it to Ereisel. A third way is what the Kiryas Sefer says, and the Kiryas Sefer is in Perek Yud-Beis with Hilchas Tefillah. He says that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is included in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam did not count the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah as its own mitzvah because he includes it as part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, Kriyas HaTorah itself is not really one of the Torah mitzvahs. It's a takana, a choyvan, takana d'araisa, whatever it is, but the Rambam understands that it's not a mitzvah of its own. And being that it's not a mitzvah of its own, it doesn't get counted as a Torah mitzvah. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan really also says very similar to this Kiryas Sefer. Aruch HaShulchan is later, and he says something very similar to the Kiryas Sefer. He's in Simen Mem Zayin, the halachas of Birchas HaTorah. And he says, instead of saying that it's a part of the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, he says that it's part of the obligation of Limud HaTorah, it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah because it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's interesting to note in this Ha'ara of the Sefer Yom Chasu Nosoi, that if you're going to tell me that the Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, so then we can ask, why is it that the Rambam does not bring down the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah in the halachas of Talmud Torah? The Rambam brings down the mitzvah, the obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah in Hilchas Tefillah, together with the other brachas that we say in the morning with discussion of the halachas of saying Birchas HaShachar, the Rambam has Birchas HaTorah. So in Shulchan Aruch it fits very well, and that's the Shulchan Aruch follows the Seyde HaYoyim, but L'chayra, if the Rambam held it was part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, L'chayra would it make sense that the Rambam should put it in Hilchas Talmud Torah instead of Hilchas Tefillah? He should put it in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So that's the Ha'ara and the Aruch HaShulchan. Be that as it may, so the Kiryas Sefer and the Aruch HaShulchan are both saying the Rambam did not count the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah because it's part of another obligation. Either it's part of the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah or it's part of the obligation of Limud HaTorah. The Rambam, when he discusses this mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah and he explains why you count it, he bavorns this. He entertains such a possibility that perhaps somebody will say not to count Birchas HaTorah as its own mitzvah. And he says, don't say such a thing. The Ramban goes the hedya against that svara. And the Ramban says, no, Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah are two separate mitzvahs. And you should not count them as one big mitzvah. Don't tell me that Birchas HaTorah is part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah and gets only counted together with it. He says, I'll show you a raya. He says, just like the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim is not counted with the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, they're considered two different mitzvahs. So too, the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is a separate mitzvah and gets counted on its own and not together with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So this hopefully gives us understanding. It's one of three ways how we can understand the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, why, if and why, we count the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah as one of the mitzvahs in Tayrag mitzvahs. Another important thing we could discuss is, now that the Gemara told us that Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gedele Likeinu means that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, before I talk to you, before I tell you Torah, I'm going to make a Birchas HaTorah, or you should make a Birchas HaTorah, whichever explanation it is, why is it that only at the very end of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar did Moshe Rabbeinu get up and say such a thing? All 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael day after day. Klal Yisrael learned Torah day after day. So why is it that there's no mention of Birchas HaTorah until the very end of the 40 years? Why is suddenly over here in Parshas Hazinu do we find this Birchas HaTorah? So the Netziv shtal zech on this, and the Netziv says a very beautiful pshat. The Netziv says as follows. He says, we find that Chazal tell us that Shechina was medaberes mitich groinim shal Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu talked, the Shechina talked through his mouth. Says the Netziv, there's a yesoid, there's a concept that whenever something is a nes, we don't make a bracha. The Netziv understands that the reason why Klal Yisrael did not make a bracha on the man, you find there's the discussion in Achronim why Klal Yisrael did not make a bracha on the man. The Netziv understands the reason why Klal Yisrael did not make a bracha when they ate the man was because in something that's a nes, you don't make a bracha. The man was a nes, food that's a nes, you don't make a bracha. Says the Netziv, so too, when they learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu all the 40 years, they were not going to say Birchas HaTorah. Because since it was Shechina, midaberes mitoch groinoi, Shechina was talking from his throat, so that was a nes. And on a nes, we don't make Birchas HaTorah. So why here did they make Birchas HaTorah? Here he says, here first Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down what it says over here in this Shira of Azinu. After he wrote it down, then he said it mitoch haksav, then he leaned it from like a Torah, it was like reading Torah. So, says the Netziv, this is why we only find over here that Moshe Rabbeinu made Birchas HaTorah. Here, at the end of 40 years, that it was a Kriya Miteich HaKsav, this was not Nes. Such a Limud HaTorah is what obligated them to say Birchas HaTorah. Whereas the rest of the 40 years, it was, they were hearing Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, which was a nes, Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. So on that, we did not make a Birchas HaTorah. Presumably, when Klal Yisrael learned it on their own, and there was no Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi, then certainly, the entire 40 years they made Birchas HaTorah. It's only that, when they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, there, it was only at the end of the 40 years, that Moshe Rabbeinu should get up and say, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Then Moshe Rabbeinu only said it when he was saying Miteich HaKsav, when he was reading Miteich HaKsav, this Shira of Hazinu.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.